Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley, and your Philadelphia Eagles are 13 wins and one loss in a magical season. And you would say, Keicho's here today, Al Morganti, Rhea Hughes, and you would say, Rhea, that, wow, we're living on top of the world.
Right.
The Cowboys lost, the Eagles won.
Yes.
This is the angriest I have ever felt after an Eagles win in 33 years on this station.
Real.
Al, you with me? You as angry as you've ever been after the Eagles won a game?
No, I actually was impressed.
Oh, here he goes.
I'm impressed that they played so bad and won the game.
Rhea, can he go in there and do the show? You come in the newsroom. You come out.
I don't think
I can do this.
I watch the whole league, and I see every team go off the rails.
No, a lot. we were talking about that before the show.
Defense.
The league has some questions that need to be asked.
Yeah.
But let me just focus on the only team I care about, the Philadelphia Eagles. All right? Because what I witnessed yesterday in a 25-20 victory was one of the worst coach victories I have ever seen. Maybe the worst coach win ever, Jonesy.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was so insanely illogical. The way the Eagles approached that football game, I think I was texting with Rhea. Rhea, I text with you 5 to 10 times. They deserve to lose the game.
Yes, you did.
And you texted back to me a few times.
Correct.
They did not deserve to win that game because of the utter stubbornness and recklessness of their coaching staff.
Incompetence.
Incompetence. Yeah. See, that's a hard sell, that word.
It's not a hard sell for me watching that.
13-1.
Yeah, okay.
Incompetence at 13-1, that's a hard sell.
You got your franchise quarterback battered.
No, that's the whole story. The Philadelphia Eagles now, for the next month, will attempt to preserve the health of a man yesterday that they left out there in the cold to get the crap beat out of him.
That's the key thing.
That is what happened. The Philadelphia Eagles, in a game in which it was no shock. Friday I came out here, I said, you're going to have major wins.
Mm. Hey,
let me just recap what I said Friday. I said, you're going to have major wins on Friday.
Yes, you did.
You have the 31st ranked run defense. I said, this is the simplest game plan of the year. Hand the ball to a man that just ran for 144 yards and surpassed the 1,000-yard mark for the season. Give the ball to Miles Sanders.
Run the ball.
Miles Sanders didn't touch the ball for the first 24 minutes.
It was insane.
Of the game. And I want you to grasp fully. Say, Al, this is going to come across bad.
All right, yeah.
Because I'm yelling and screaming, and they're 13-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing this after a win. And you know why I'm doing it? One is I hated those. Let me tell you how bad it was. I can't say this in a more dramatic way.
Mm-hmm.
My son, when the World Cup game was 2-2, yelled at me, put it on, Dad. Watch this. It's insanely great.
Oh, yeah, you saw the best part.
Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, for the first time in my life, I enjoyed soccer more than football. It was a very exciting end.
That was fun.
And then 1 o'clock came, and then torture ensued for over 3 hours. Rhea, that was pure torture.
Yes.
It was pure torture. Now, I just want you to fully grasp how ridiculous the Eagles coaching was yesterday, specifically on offense, but also on defense. But let's start with the offense. All right, let's start with Nick Sirianni.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, saying how resilient his team is. No, you guys almost blew it. What's wrong with you? And here he is describing the conditions in which that game was played.
It was cold out there, and it was windy off and on. But, you know, he struggled a little bit. I mean, that early throw that got him a pick, he just doesn't have a lot of interceptions. But he just really bounced back and had a, you know, threw the ball well in tough conditions. And you have to be able to do that as we continue on and you play games in the cold. Like, I mean, that's a necessity. And it was good to see our guys winning, you know, and Jalen making some really good throws in there to, you know, end the game out.
Illogical.
So it was a test.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that. They don't do that. They needed to win the game. You wouldn't have put him in a position to throw the two interceptions early if you were running the ball. Just run the ball. You got a great offensive line. They're 31st in the league against the run. Your running back did not run the ball for 24 minutes to start the game.
Run the ball.
Jesus.
I had the Bears broadcast driving back from the shore, and they said they have a 1,000-yard runner.
Yes.
And he has not touched the ball. This is that during that 23-minute span.
They couldn't
understand what was happening.
And just understand, I'm reflecting the views of so many emailers who email me. They were going insane. Do you know the emailers ran out of exclamation points? Just writing in all caps, run the ball, cap, exclamation, 10 exclamation points. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. So here's what happens when you don't do it. Now, they go into at halftime, they go in. I go, all right, they'll fix this. Come on, Al. Even, what's his name, came out. Nick came out right after he was with Pam Oliver.
Pam Oliver, she reported that he said, yeah, we got to get Miles the ball more.
We got to get the Miles the ball. So this is the first play from scrimmage. After the opening kickoff, second half, here's what happened.
Hurts in the gun again. Tight formation. Hurts. This time gives it off inside and running with it up to about the 20-yard line is Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts very slow to get up.
Howard.
Merrill, I am surprised Jalen Hurts did not get hurt. That defender came down and on him hard. All his body weight, he plowed down on him. I thought, and it was near me on the sideline, I thought it could have been bad, but seems like he's all right, but he came down hard.
It's a design run for Hurts.
Yeah. Again.
After the game, Nick described that play.
Yeah, he'll be sore from that. He'll be sore from that. We'll be on a short week. But he's tough, and he took the one. You guys do think, like, there's some plays that happen, and when you get hit, like, he got hit on by that linebacker is a great hit. But sometimes when they're square up like that, those aren't the ones that hurt you. I know he took a couple big hits, but they're pretty clean shots. He got up, and he was good to go, and let's go again.
I got some bad news, people. We are not going to have an opportunity to grill Nick on this, but I will tomorrow. He is not on. They get him real late last night from Chicago. He'll be on tomorrow at 7:30. And I have a vow. I have a promise to you. I'm going to pepper him with questions.
You got to get him ready.
If for no other reason, Al, to plant the seed in his mind that what they did yesterday was two things. Reckless and stupid.
Yes.
Both of them. Reckless because you put in grave danger the MVP of the league, and stupid because you didn't have to go to all that trouble. You would have won easily. What's wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you with that game plan? And Shane Steichen. You know Al in the third quarter? I called for his firing.
That took that long?
No, and you actually did it in the first quarter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had the text.
There were more negative texts in a game that the Eagles won than I could ever imagine. I still can't believe that game. Jonesy, am I wrong to be this upset?
No, you're right to be, but you praise Steichen on Friday.
Yeah.
And then
it was brilliant against the Giants.
But you still knew that they were going to pass the ball more than they ran it because you bet me.
I bet him $10.
And I couldn't believe it.
I said, here's what we had. 20 to 30 mile an hour
degrees outside.
Wind chill under 10 degrees.
Yeah.
And a terrible run defense.
Yeah.
And Sanders coming off his best game.
Yeah.
I said, they'll throw the ball more.
Of course they will.
Because that's the way they think.
Yeah.
They think pass, regardless. And it drives me insane. I'm still nuts. So I'll listen to his Hurts after the game, describing what it was like dealing with the cold.
Yeah, I think early in the game, personally, I really couldn't feel my hands. It was very cold. Didn't really have good vision on the field personally. But I think in the end, that's a testament to how we persevered as a team and how we believed in one another as a team.
I couldn't feel my hand, so they had me keep throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Tell me in what world that makes sense.
In my world, but not my world's anti-alternate universe.
All right.
In my world, when you have a cold, I was more afraid of Sanders fumbling in the cold than any of the receivers within the cold. I'm sorry.
Jonesy.
I looked at it as this is a cold weather game. We're in Philadelphia. The playoffs are going to come through Philadelphia. They are not going to win a Super Bowl by running the football. It's not going to happen.
After games.
What?
I'm always fascinated by the way your mind
is. Oh, I'm sorry. I looked
it
at it and said,
work like
I said
a normal person's
because
mind.
I said they're not going to play good every game.
Right.
They played a bad game and won in the NFL.
So you're
they
feeling
played,
pretty good.
I'm feeling like I don't care what the weather is. I don't care what the score is. I don't care how hard the quarterback gets hit. They find a way to win games.
All right, just you saying I don't care how hard the quarterback gets hit.
Because
tell me,
he's
you've lost your
because
mind.
Because that's how he plays.
Yeah, let's
I
see
will,
what it takes
I,
to snap his back.
I will live with him. That is who he is. He bench presses a stadium.
All right, yeah. One last one. Let me just give you one more locker, and I'll get some calls in here. Nick Sirianni, after the game, didn't say it in his news coverage, but told NBC 10 this. And this, I think, will comfort everybody.
We got to get involved more. We got to do a little bit more called runs. That's on me, right? That's on me. That's me and Shane. We'll get that done. Just a couple more called runs to get them in a groove. And sometimes when you call some reads or you call RPOs, you're dictated by what the defense does. It's a positive, but you don't want to be extreme anyway. And we need to get Miles a couple more touches in that first half to let him get going. He had some nice carries, but we got to get him going a little bit earlier.
All right, Jonesy, do you consider me brilliant?
No.
Do you consider me, in the world of football, one of the brilliant minds of football?
I do not.
On Friday morning, did I not say they need to give the ball to Miles Sanders?
Yes, you did.
If a borderline football moron knows this. How did these guys who were 12-1 going into that game not figure that out?
Unlike the quarterback who respects everybody and every opponent, they didn't respect the opponent that they were playing.
That must be it. Whatever we do, it'll work.
Yes.
Everybody thinks we're going to run. We're going to pass 30 miles an hour. We don't care. We're just going to. The quarterback can't feel his hands. We're going to pass. Ah! You understand, they won, and I'm miserable.
In the end.
Am I the only one that is this angry?
No, there's a lot of people angry.
Well, you know what? 215, let's hear from you. 215-592-9494. Bernadette's kicking us off today. Hi, Bernie.
Morning, Angelo.
I'm unhappy. Ava, Bernadette, I'm unhappy.
So am I, Ange.
Talk.
You want me to talk?
Please.
Yeah, I've got a lot to talk about. First of all, I'm taking a quote from Sandra Bullock in the movie The Blind Side. Run the dang ball. They need to run the damn ball.
Wow, we had Sandra Bullock in the first segment.
They got to keep running down.
So during in the first quarter, Bernadette, when you saw the wind and the cold, and they weren't giving the ball to Sanders, were you yelling at the TV?
Me and my fiance Fred were both yelling at the TV saying, what the hell's going on?
No, I'll tell you the truth, Bernadette. My dog was the only one with me, and my dog had his paws over his ears. That's how hard I was swearing. I was, Jonesy, I was swearing like a sailor on shore leave.
Yeah, you should have been.
I was going, Bernadette, these guys are 13-1, and they don't know to run the ball in the cold?
I know. I'll tell you something, Ange. I watched that whole entire game yesterday, and to me, that game was a dumpster fire.
Oh, it was. I'm telling you, Bernadette, I like the soccer more.
Oh?
I like the soccer more. I can't believe what I'm saying. I have hated soccer with every fiber of my being, and I was more entertained by that. Now, it was the greatest World Cup game ever.
You watched the end.
I didn't watch the whole game either, but still, Bernadette, I still can't believe how stupid these coaches were.
Not just the coaches, but the referees. They're horrible.
Oh, they're
everywhere.
The referees stink in every city.
Yeah.
That Minnesota game was so poorly officiated.
All right, Bernie, help me with this one last thing. So the game's over, right? I'm having a glass of wine to calm down.
Nice.
All right?
Nice.
I'm using alcohol. Bernadette, did you feel like it was a win or a loss when the game was over?
Well, the way they played, I really felt like it was a loss. Because
it was a loss.
Well, did you feel better about the Eagles' win or what happened immediately afterwards?
Al, you were not here
Friday morning. I was rooting for the Cowboys.
You're a jackass.
And the reason I was doing it was to keep Christmas Eve relevant.
Well, it's not
right now, I'm having finger food. But today, the announcer will come. We can have a sit-down dinner. The game doesn't mean that much.
Exactly.
I prefer. I'll even prefer watching that game, even though it's lost most of its game.
Oh, you want to put the Cowboys back in Christmas?
No, I just Now I have a feeling the Eagles won't care that much, and they'll lose, and then it'll
be a bad Christmas. The Cowboys are favored in the game.
I know they are by 1 point, but you know
what? It tells you that it means nothing.
All I could say is this, though. At the same time, man, Doug Peterson. I love that.
Isn't he the best?
I do love that man.
I do too.
Al, that
he might make the playoffs.
He's a miracle worker.
I thought
what a great coach.
The whole weekend, you got Peterson. You got the hoodie got beat. You got Brady got beat. You got the Cowboys get beat. You got Rager causing two interceptions running the wrong way.
I know it.
It was a great weekend.
And they still won.
Rager caused two interceptions.
Oh, it was so bad.
And they still had the greatest comeback
ever. And they
ever.
Were calling Matty, him out. They were every time you got to look at him.
Matty Ice took over for him. Don't worry.
Look, win or lose, the NFL entertains.
Oh, my.
It's amazing. Right?
God. However, amazing. It also rankles me. 215-592-9494. When we come back, we will gauge what happened in Dallas. I'll even let you hear a couple of versions of how that game ended because it was really heartbreaking for a Hi, welcome back at 6:22. Ava Graham's here with our question of the day, Ava. I only got one today because I really want to pound the point. Let's have our question.
All right. It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. Find new roads to Armin Chevrolet closer than you think. How do you feel about the Eagles' play calling in their 25-20 win in Chicago? Excellent. So-so. Terrible.
The correct answer is terrible. Keith Jones.
So-so.
Oh, stop it.
So-so.
Stop it. Al.
The play calling was terrible.
Thank you.
But I was happy they won.
No, it's not an essay question. But, it's just a simple terrible. Rhea.
Terrible.
Ava.
Terrible.
What the hell's wrong with you, Joe?
Somebody has to say so-so.
Right. Now, hold on. I ended up in a bad spot because I was really, I want the game to mean a lot on Christmas Eve. Yeah. But it's also very difficult for me to ever root against Doug Peterson because he gave us the greatest gift we've ever had as fans.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was facing the Cowboys. And the Cowboys were once ahead by 17 points.
Yeah, 27-10.
27-10. And then they blew it right at the end. The Jags got down, hit a 48-yard field goal to take it into overtime. Mm. They do nothing with the ball. They kick it to the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are running right up the field. Mm-hmm. They eat up 30 yards in, like, two plays. They're having no problem, but they got cute. Yeah, it was like Shane Steichen were calling their plays. Because he tries a stupid pass. And, well, here's Brad Sham. Dallas Radio describing what happened next.
Prescott in the gun. Back. Throws it over the middle. That's intercepted. It's being returned down the right side to the 20. Jenkins to the 10. Jenkins into the end zone. And the Jaguars have beaten the Cowboys in overtime.
All right. A far more excited broadcast was the Jaguars broadcast. At the mic is Frank Franchi. Let's listen.
Shotgun for Prescott. Looking. Fires middle of the field, and that ball is picked off. It is picked off by Rayshon Jenkins. He's running it back along the right sideline. That is going to be a touchdown. The Jags are going to win it on a Rayshon Jenkins pick six. Are you kidding me? How good is that?
Who's the guy? Who's the heavy breather?
Frank Frangie. Hey,
put your cigarette down.
Oh, man. All right.
It was the most excited I was all afternoon.
It was very thrilling.
Awesome. It sounds like a beagle taking a breath.
In an effort to keep you updated on the psyche of the Cowboy fan, Ava Graham has been searching social media right at that moment. Right? Where was this? Twitter?
I go to Twitter, and what I do is I go to the final score. This is the final, the last post. Terrible. Blow a 17-point lead to a lesser team. First round exit, here we come. 25-plus years of the same bleep.
All right, these are fans on Twitter freaking out. More!
Time to drop this waste of a team. Disappointing. Cringe. I hate you.
I love it.
Dak is the new Romo, and I just smashed my TV in front of 30 guests at my party because of the game. My wife just took our crying kids and said they're all spending the week at a hotel. This team has ruined my life and my party. I can't handle this anymore.
I
love
this.
Goodbye, Cowboys. I am no longer a fan.
Oh, I heard you had one other one, did you?
Yeah, some guy, Lamont.
Lamont, the Cowboy fan?
Yes, is at Lamont, the Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's real bad.
Oh, Angelo, it's bad.
All right. That last one was speculative, Al. We can't actually prove that.
Lamont doesn't have Twitter.
How great was that? You know, you can't. Whenever Cowboy fans are in distress,
it's the best.
It's hard not to be overjoyed.
Oh,
Reggie is up next to bitch about the 13-1 Eagles. Hi, Reg.
What's up, Unc?
Reg, are you upset by yesterday?
I was a little upset that I had to pump my brakes. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at it like this. We on to the system game now. What I'm upset about is they got us underdogs.
Oh, you're worried? Yeah, because they're 1-point underdogs in Dallas?
Hey, I mean, they still disrespecting us. How in the world are we going to be underdogs?
It's the first time this year.
Yeah, it's the first time in the schedule. But, Reg, you know what? It is disrespect. I won't deny it's disrespect, but were you watching the Eagles game yesterday? You were okay with what you were seeing?
I wish they would have ran the ball more.
All right, Reg.
They didn't run the ball.
Now, they didn't run the ball, and it made zero sense. You understand? I would have a hard time when Nick Sirianni's on the mound at 7:30, not yelling and screaming and going, how did you not know to run the football?
Yeah, but he admits he should have.
Why?
He knew it at halftime, Al, so why did he do it? He controls it.
He is right. If you knew it at halftime, what did you have your guy take his biggest blow on the first play of the next quarter?
What he did was he never would throw a quarterback under the bus.
He's saying the RPO should have gone to Sanders.
But now he's saying, I'm going to have to take it out of Jalen's hands. And
yes.
Yeah. All right, but don't call an RPO. Call a straight run.
I don't know. I got that quarterback. I'm tempted, though.
Oh, man. Nah, let me get my man Rocco up here. He'll know what to say. Rocco, are you upset today?
No.
Yeah, no.
Rock, you got to take a position on this. Come on. You're my dirty 30.
Okay, I'm happy about the Cowboys.
Okay.
I'm happy we won the game. I'm happy that we beat the Cowboys to get the home field throughout. I am not happy on how many RPOs they stuck with when they should have been called run plays from the beginning. Everybody, I don't care what people try to tell me, this was a trap game from the start. This was even a trap game by Fox because they were advertising all week for this Saturday's game.
Oh, yeah, they were.
I mean, it was like they ignored this weekend all weekend. You had a team coming off the bye and the worst run defense in the league. I mean, it's a given, right? It's a given. Here's where Sirianni and Steichen and Jalen let Parsons get into their heads.
Maybe.
They were trying to prove that it's not about the system, it's about the quarterback. That the quarterback is the reason why they are where they are.
It's a valid point. I don't know that they should have reacted the way they did because it was a stupid comment to begin with. But if that actually messed with their heads, then I misread Hurts. Because I wouldn't think Hurts would ever be affected by anything somebody said.
But he's human. He's a competitor. He's a competitor. He says all the right things and stuff. But, you know, after question after question after question, how could you get out of your head?
Yeah.
That's all people are talking about. That's all the questions that are coming towards you. That's all the promotions that are going on. Okay, even in the pregame or, you know, with Daryl Johnson, that they refer to it during the game. I'm sorry, Ange, you're human. You're a competitor. You're going to hear the noise. You're going to hear the bylines. And it's going to factor into the game.
Fair. You know what, Rock? You may be out of something there, but you were freaking out early in the game when they wouldn't run, though, right? That was bothering.
I was freaking out at Jalen saying, hand the ball off.
Yeah.
Hand the ball off. You had Sanders. It looked like if he would have gave him the ball, there were big chunks of yardage.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought, Rock. Great call. I saw it there. When they would run toward the end, That's where they've been getting all the yardage, right, with Sanders?
Yep.
Just get around Lane Johnson. Get around Jordan Mailata and this room there. They never even tested it. They didn't test it. And they do an RPO, and almost every time Hurts would keep the ball. Well, yeah, I got you a few yards here and there, but he took abuse. And there was no reason to do that.
There wasn't. It's concerning what happened.
Please understand again the simple logic of this. For the next month, the Eagles will be planning one thing, preserving the health of Jalen Hurts. That's all they're going to do. And yet yesterday, they put him in the middle of a very dangerous situation and protected him not at all, which is stupid.
It is. Huh. It is. You should yell.
I'm trying to yell.
You don't have to encourage
me. Rhea, when I get tired of yelling, would you yell for a while?
I'll take it over.
Oh, all she was on fire. That woman yesterday was on fire. You were so angry.
I didn't call for Shane Steichen to be fired at 1:46.
No, okay, fine. She checked it out.
I waited about an hour.
But you got to admit, it was driving you insane.
Here's what was driving me insane, because I was not getting the plays to Quez Watkins. He had a carry. The screens to him... they do not work. Stop them. He has one extremely good talent. What is that, Ange?
He takes the ball deep.
He's fast.
Deep. He goes deep, and he's fast, and once in a while he catches it. But honestly, based on Brown and Devontae, who I haven't talked about yet, they're better at that too. Those guys there's some positive stuff coming up. I'm doing an homage to Hassan Reddick, who won the game for them. Right. Simply said, Hassan Reddick won the game for him. And for the receivers, because this tandem, Brown and Smith, they're probably the best they've ever had.
Yeah, they are.
The best two, right? Best I've ever
seen.
Awesome. Let's go to Charles next. Hi, Charles.
What up, man?
Charles, I'm unhappy and we're 13-1.
Listen. That offensive coordination, remember, it's supposed to be an offensive coordination. You know, it wasn't too coordinated last night.
Oh, it wasn't coordinated at all, Charles. What the hell was he doing?
Terrible, terrible. But of course, our guy made him look good, as usual.
Yeah. Well, the one thing.
But the coaching was horrible. The offensive coordination was horrible. But we won. We won.
I'm with you, Charles.
Another thing, our Dougie, our beloved Dougie P, then went and whipped up on them dang old cowgirls. Can't get no better than that.
No. Charles, you're right.
That's a fact.
And I will say this, and if you want to look at it positively, that damn Hurts finds a way to beat you every time.
Yep.
He beats you every time. That play, they were going to lose the game twice in the final 5 minutes. That throw he made to Brown near the end zone, where Brown said later he thought he was out of bounds. All right,
yeah.
They snapped real quick. Nobody checked it. I still don't know if he was in or out.
It was very close.
Yeah.
And then the 3rd and 6, where he threw the shot into Brown right past the marker to win the game, that clinched it. Those were perfectly executed plays at exactly the right time. But they would have blown the game if they didn't make those two plays. They were prepared. Because even though the coach said at one point our defense was lights out, there were 3 touchdowns scored by the Bears in which it did not appear there was anyone near the man carrying the ball.
The last
all
one. Right,
three, all 3 uncovered.
The 3rd one, you're up to, 11 points, 12 points, and you're not covering a guy at the end zone? There wasn't anybody within 15 yards.
Well, that's the value of that quarterback.
That is, he running around.
It's just crazy.
Al, that quarterback, when he got hurt, all I thought of was Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
No, that kid is Justin Fields. Oof. Wow. He's
he's something.
I don't know. I've ever seen a quarterback who ran like that.
Do you remember we did the over-under, the poll? 69.5 was the over.
How'd you make out with that?
I won in the first half. It was over in the first half. He had 81 yards in the first half.
Well,
that was incredible.
I'm noticing a trend that you won most of your bets yesterday.
I did.
But not your one with me.
I lost to you.
Al, as I sit here, it's 6:36.
Where's the money?
No money.
Hmm.
Where's my sawbuck?
$10, right?
215. Yeah, $10.
I'll get you a Starbuck instead of a Saab.
215-592-9494. We come back. 6:42 is your time right now. We go back a ways. Is Rhea more or less coachable than she used to be?
Less. Well, she never was really coachable, but there was a
now
chance.
Now it's even worse?
She used to have a chance.
Because I thought she was the coach.
Here's what I'm aiming for right here.
Yo.
At the end of this sequence, her pride in Temple is very great.
Yeah.
And what happened yesterday, the Eagles were saved by Temple yesterday.
Yeah.
Hassan Reddick yes. saved the game.
Yeah, yeah.
He was everywhere.
Yep.
Rhea always used to sing the Temple fight song. At the end of this sequence, I will go to her in the hopes that she will at least give me a few bars of the Temple fight song. Now, the fact of the matter is, I kind of agree with you, as uncoachable as she was then, now she's a brick wall. It's very hard.
The pride, though, the college pride.
The pride. The pride may prevail. All right, so let me take you through a little bit of Hassan Reddick, because while the Eagles were floundering early, Jonesy,
yep.
Hassan Reddick was making plays. And here is the first of many great plays he made yesterday.
Fields back. He looks left. He looks right. He's hit. And the football is loose. And the Eagles are fighting for it. And the Bears pick it up. Eagles should have had the recovery by Fletcher Cox. The hit was by Hassan Reddick.
Fletcher Cox, at the ball was right there. His arms
what
were on the
there?
Ball.
I know.
But Reddick handed them a gift of early turnover, and they couldn't, Cox couldn't fall on the freaking football. But Reddick was, and I've started to realize what was going on. Justin Fields is insanely fast for quarterbacks.
Yes, he is.
The only guys that are a real threat to him are guys who are fast on defense. And Reddick, as a pass rusher, is as fast as it gets.
Yeah,
it doesn't get faster than Reddick.
Yeah.
And Reddick was a lethal weapon because he could stay with the guy. No offense to Brandon Graham. I love the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He will be on our show tomorrow. He looked for most of the day like he was running in beach sand because this guy was so fast, he'd run right around.
Hassan had him one time by the neck and he got away from
Even
him.
Even Hassan didn't get him every time. This guy's elusive. But again, little later, first half, here we go again.
It's a 3rd and 16. This is a key down for the Eagles defense. Key. And the gun again is Fields. He takes his drop. He steps up. He's tackled. He's sacked back at the 30. And it is Reddick with his second of the game. 12th of the season.
He's good. And Al, he could have had a couple more.
Oh, how many tackles they have? My God.
He was everywhere. Here's where he ended up trapping Fields, but Fields did not. He did not actually get him. Listen to
Fields this time fakes. He's back. He's rolling. He's going to run. And this time he is trapped up at the 30-yard line. Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick is having a great game. Not a good game. A great game.
Yeah, he's all over the place. He's making plays everywhere on the football field.
He was just insanely good. And then he finally made the biggest play. He got the turnover because he realized, this time I'll force the fumble and not have Fletcher Cox screw it up. Here it is.
Does he go back to Montgomery the way he did before? He doesn't. In fact, it's an end around, and it's going to, on the far side, Jones, who fumbles the football, and the Eagles may have it. He fumbled the football, and the Eagles do have it. They went with a flanker around to Jones, to Velus Jones, and he was hit in the fumble recovery by, want to take a guess, Hassan Reddick.
Reddick again. And after the game, he said something that was pretty obvious to everybody. Here's how he assessed his performance.
Probably my best game as an Eagle, no doubt, man. In these kind of games, these winter games, these cold games like this, man, I'm built for them, you know. I don't worry about the weather. It's never affected me. And I told him, basically, you know, I felt like today was going to be a good day, and it was.
That's awesome.
12 sacks. Yeah, he's been phenomenal.
That's great.
What a great
signing. How two other teams let him get away?
Oh.
I mean, it's a phenomenal signing by Howard.
And it's a perfect meeting. Hassan comes home from Temple and has this kind of a season. And I think we need a moment here to thank Temple, Rhea. And you went to Temple, and you're damn proud of it. And if you would, please lead us in a stirring rendition of the Temple fight song.
Not after I've been hearing the Eagles sing and Jordan Mailata. That would just be too painful for people on a Monday morning.
Al, you were right. She's less coachable than she used to be.
I just won money.
You won money. No.
Here's my $10.
She used to do, Al, she used to do it. She used to do it.
She was young and stupid.
I'll tell you the truth, Jonesy. I didn't even have to ask. She just belted it out.
I know.
For Temple U University. You remember that one?
This was a perfect time to do
it. Well, let's go to Dave the Say What guy. Hi, David.
Good morning, Angelo. Why can't we all get along, man?
Dave, listen to me. I was thinking of you yesterday because when they wouldn't give the ball to Sanders for 24 minutes, I was going, say what?
Hey, listen, I was wrong on the Fields, but guess what? I was wasting running for him because they beat him up 6 times on the turf, man.
Oh, they beat him up good. Yeah. They knocked him. I couldn't believe how he recovered. Too. Because it looked to me like he was done for the year, and he got back in after one series. I think he was watching that Peterman guy, and he was going, was that the same guy from Seinfeld? God, that guy
Mr. Peterman?
Anyway, but Dave, we won, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy. It was awfully Ange. Coach Gabe awful.
Hey, Ange, I'm going to tell you, it was cold out there. I ain't making no excuses. But, man, it was cold. You know, they said it was like 6 degrees or something out there.
Wind chill, yeah. Dave, I indicated that to them on Friday. I look at the weather on an away game 4 days before.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because I'm game planning in my own brain.
You had it.
Dave, I had a better game plan than the Eagles did. Because I took the trouble to go, well, if it's a 30-mile-an-hour wind, I ain't throwing any of that. Let me pound the ball and win the game that way. They didn't do it. They wouldn't do it.
I was a little afraid of Hurts running, man. That was a little too much. I don't think he should have been running, you know.
Of course he shouldn't have been. There was no reason to.
Yeah, because he really could have got hurt. So, you know,
right, but you're very happy because you're 13-1, right, Dave?
Hey, listen, though. But listen. When you know they put the Dallas game on, man. Boy, I put on Twitter, 13-1. Say what? Dallas lose.
All right, Dave. Now we got coming up. Reuben Frank. We got Marshall Harris from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall Harris can tell us if it's colder there. Because it seemed like it was.
It was freezing. It's right. Freezing there.
It is always
it's
bad
cold there.
There
when it's not cold.
Yeah.
It's always cold there. Oh. That's why. But see, Jody, this maybe it's just me, because if your name of your city is the Windy City, I'm probably running more.
Yes. You know that's a good saying? Idea.
If it's the Windy City, like tomorrow morning, Nick is not on this morning at 7:30. And that might be a good thing because I'm very emotional about what I witnessed yesterday.
Right.
But even tomorrow, Al, I plan to grill him on a ridiculous game plan. Ridiculous. And I'm going to tell him, Nick, one game, I was a better coordinator than Steichen. I had a better plan. Jonesy, whose plan was better?
Yours.
There you go.
Yours was better.
And keep in mind, I remain a blithering idiot. I didn't suddenly get smart over the weekend.
Nope.
Simple, basic logic. Paul's on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you, Angelo?
I'm good, Paul. I'm 13-1.
I love you because you help me when I help the homeless. God bless you.
Thank you, Paul. Now, how do you feel right now about what happened yesterday?
Well, I think the play calling was terrible, but the key play was Boston Scott, his kick starts the Eagles with a 58-yard return on the opening kickoff of the second half to give the offense great field position at the Bears' 42-yard line. It was 10-6 then.
Tremendous point. And I swear, we've waited all season for something like that. And he gets the ball, and he's going left. And they gave you an overview shot. And the whole Bears special teams goes left. Then he shoots right. And, man, he had one guy to beat. Jonesy,
yep,
he almost took it to the
house.
Yes,
he did.
That guy is fast, Paul. I love that, and I want to see more of it.
Why did it take so long to
I don't know.
Put him out there?
Because it seem real like now they do have a plan? Doesn't it seem like they finally, after the crisis 3 or 4 weeks ago, that Michael Clay or somebody with him went, why don't we get a plan together? So when somebody has the ball in their hand, we'll have like an actual pattern of where to run.
It's so much better now.
Isn't it?
So much better.
It looks a lot better.
Oh,
it really does. Paul, I appreciate your input, my friend. Thank you for the call. That was a big play. Do we have? We don't have it. I would like to get that play because Al, it brought joy to me. But then right after that, that was when Hurts got muckled. Right after that, so it was a great return and then a muckling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're gonna have to live with that with Hurts. I think when he's going up against, like, as much as he says it's a team and it is, it's all team. I gotta think when the quarterback on the other side is putting on a show like that.
I need to know this before I go further into the show. What percentage of blame for 17 runs should Hurts take versus the coaching staff?
I would say 40% of it.
40 for Hurts, 60 for the coaches.
Because they can tell. I mean, they are the coaches.
Fair enough.
They are the coaches,
and they just put them. They put them right in the line of fire, and they did not. They did not protect them at all. And then after the game, the coach said to me, yeah, we got to get Miles the ball earlier. We got to get it to him more. Well, you were there. You were standing on the sideline. Even at halftime, you could have said to Steichen, dial up some Miles runs, not RPO, straight runs, and then maybe we'll develop a rhythm with that running game and we can just slowly burn them out.
The Bears' defense has been brutal all year.
All right, we got that return, Joe. Let's hear this return by Boston Scott. That was great. And whenever
was it 58 yards?
Maybe it's just I've been conditioned by this special teams. I'm looking for a flag.
Oh, totally.
Always looking for a flag.
Always.
Who blocked behind the back? Who did something?
Well, Ange, all you need to know is in that Minnesota game,
yeah.
Jalen Reagor had one that he took back, I don't know, maybe to like the 20, and called back on a phantom face mask.
Wow.
The announcers were like, we're trying to find the face mask, and we can't find it.
The officiating from Thursday on was putrid. It was bad. 215-592-9494. When we return, we'll be talking to NBC Sports Philadelphia's Ruben Freck. Lots more. You callers out there, where were you lining up this morning? Happy, unhappy? Because you should be happy you're 13-1. You should be unhappy that your coaches had a horrible game plan. Your call. WIP Sports.